in hour number two of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Mark, you told me before we started the show that you had a visionary dream last night, and it encouraged you to wanting to take me to task on the issue of government police versus, I guess, market police. We'll get to that, but first, your calls. Matt is on the line in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Do you have your zombie prevention plan in place?
I don't know.
I've always got fire handy.
Okay, because according to my sources, and I actually sent a fax down to Paula today to tell her this, but according to my sources, we're going to be invaded by zombies real soon. It's coming.
How'd you find that out?
Well, you know, I got my sources, too, and it's
wasn't,
my understanding.
Wasn't the power hour,
out.
Was it?
It could have been. I don't know. I was just going through my emails, and I found this really strange email. And it's going to happen on November 4th, and there's going to be all kinds of them out there. And they call themselves Democrats and Republicans.
Voting zombies.
They're going to be going to polls to vote for which zombie they want to lead us.
That's cute. That is cute. You must have heard the audio clip we had last night. Did you hear that, Matt?
I hear that audio clip all the time about the zombies.
No, it's about, well, they actually interviewed some of the zombies on the street, and they told them that, they told the zombies that one of their zombie candidates, they basically positioned one of the candidates with the exact same position of the other candidates. They switched the positions, which I didn't think there was that much of a difference, but apparently they did switch the positions on a couple of the issues, and they managed to get the zombies to agree with them, or to agree with the policies of the other candidate, because they thought it was their favorite zombie candidate. And then at the very end, they actually, it was brilliant, because at the very end, they switched, they really switched it up on them. They said, they basically brought in the other vice presidential candidate and asked if you'd feel good about the other VP getting elected, or the other zombie VP getting elected, when they were electing the original zombie they thought they were electing. And so they had no idea even what the VP's names were.
These you have no idea. I think I'm lost at this point.
I'm sorry. I was trying to keep the zombie theme, and it didn't work out.
As a matter of fact, I did hear that clip that was on the Howard Stern show.
Yeah, it was crazy, isn't it?
And yes, that was nuts. And that is quite, does make you think about zombies quite a bit. I was actually, last night, I was actually at the bar with a bunch of zombies. this discussion kind of came up, except it wasn't quite about zombies. It was about Republicans and Democrats and who was better and why. And I, of course, take the position that they are both crooked and that neither one of them deserves any kind of zombie voting for them.
Do you find that people agree with you when you say, look, they're politicians, they're crooked, every last one of them? Do you find that people say, yeah,
but we have to vote for one?
But they want to vote anyway? Like,
yes,
exactly. But I like the Republicans.
That's exactly what
I like
happened.
The lies the Republicans tell me better, or the Democrats tell me better.
That's exactly what happens. And again, it makes you think of zombies. And so here these zombies are coming out, and they're going to march to the polls on November 4th.
It's a nice vision. I thank you, Matt, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. I don't know which one I like more. Do I like the zombie vision or Gene the Christian Anarchist cult member mentality? I like them both.
I don't know.
I can't decide. All right, 800-259-9231. Mark,
yeah.
You had a dream last night.
Well, I don't know. I got woke up from a vivid dream. But, however, I did get kind of stuck on the idea of some reasons why free market police and free market roads that you've talked about so often here, like we don't need government. And these are kind of the final rivets that one might pull from the government spaceship. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's sort of the last
things. These are the things that people believe government is necessary for.
Right.
Yes.
So if one was going to move from, say, a belief leaving government paradigm to one like you have there.
A free market, voluntarist, consensual paradigm.
It's not just psychedelic drugs. You actually have to move through, some logical steps. And somehow or another, you've gone from the idea that, we can do without police and do without government police and government roads.
Yeah.
And so... It's not the people down the middle that one has to worry about in this particular instance. You know, in your world without government and with these sort of reputation ratings that you've used.
I like the reputation rating idea. Yeah.
And by the way, I've heard the rhetoric. I know the spiel. I don't know what the world's going to be like with the free market such and such. I can't envision
it.
I can only give you a couple of ideas. I've heard it all before. However, you are one of the preeminent espousers in the world of this.
Me?
Well, you're on the radio of this idea, this paradigm, and so therefore you have to be prepared to combat certain scenarios.
Okay.
And callers,
I'm sure they'll be ludicrous. Go ahead.
Callers don't get the chance to really interact on this. They'll bring up a scenario. Usually it's a ludicrous one, and
you brought up some ludicrous ones in the past. Are you telling me these aren't ludicrous?
They're not.
All right.
Okay.
Let's have it.
So in a free market, let's go for police first.
Because roads are really easy.
Justice and, compensation, that kind of thing. All right. First off, I'd like to ask you a question. If I damage someone's property for $100,000 accidentally, God knows how, just accidentally. I didn't mean to wreck into...
You burned somebody's house down.
I didn't mean to wreck into your, Rolls-Royce Shadow Phantom thing.
Okay.
Or I intentionally steal $100. Which one's more morally wrong?
If you accidentally burn somebody's house down, or you intentionally steal somebody,
$100.
I would say the intention.
Okay. Now, in a free market world, would there be any punishment for the intention?
Would there be punishment for having intent to hurt somebody?
For stealing.
That's a good question. I can't answer that.
So
I guess it would depend on what the market
likely
decided.
No. I mean, you and I have asked, talked about it before, and you've sort of said, well, what difference does it make to me in the past?
I think as long as the victim is made whole again and then some. So if you stole $100, the victim should have $100 plus X for all their time and their hassle or whatever.
But don't you think the victim should have 100,000 times X or, multiplying times X for their time and hassle of not having an house, having to rebuild the house, have to construct supervise the construction, the time without a house, the hotel rental.
Sure, and I think that victim would have home insurance that would solve that problem, and then the insurer would have to take that the criminal to court.
They might.
Or to arbitration. Or
they might have home insurance. They might not.
Then that's a risk you take as a homeowner. If you don't want to have home insurance or house or fire insurance or whatever kind of insurance you want to call it, then you're taking a risk, and that's what life's all about, is taking risks.
Absolutely. So, life is wrought with
risks.
I
have insurance on my home because I don't never know when a tree is going to fall on it.
So what would happen in the scenario where I do burn someone's house down? And
intentionally or accidentally?
Accidentally. And I am responsible for paying. How does that work in your world?
Well, that's a good question. It would be the insurance company that would decide whether or not they wanted to take you to arbitration on that. And I don't have an answer for you. I don't know exactly how that would work. I mean, if that was something
you
that...
You need to have answers on these. Accidents happen every single day.
I can't imagine that...
We're not talking about somebody
accident,
getting boxed in by some madman building roads around their house.
If it's just an accident, then I don't see why that person would be necessarily liable. I don't know what all the details are surrounding it. I mean, is it an accident where somebody was playing with fire on the front porch and they accidentally allowed the fire to catch to the house? No. Or was it an accident where something...
I'll give you a scenario. Something that happened...
Over a candle or something.
Something that happened to somebody I know. They were doing door-to-door sales. Mm-hmm. They went to somebody's garage door because the garage door was open. The front door was covered in stuff. There was stuff in the way of the front door. So they went. They pushed the doorbell thing that was right next to the door. It's not a doorbell. It's the garage door opener. The garage door goes down, flips the barbecue over, and let's say the propane tank you know, older propane right. tank. The top gets knocked off of it, and boom! Whole half the house gets blown up. Yeah. Some kid gets hurt. They get hurt. They're in the garage with it.
I'd say the insurance company would investigate that situation, determine what the circumstances were, and if it was an accident, if it really was an accident, they'd pay out the policy, and that would be it.
You don't think they'd hold the party responsible? Because on the road,
was
if
it
you
an
have
accident?
An accident, if you have an accident on the road, the guy who rear-ended me, it wasn't his fault, but he sure has to pay.
He doesn't. The insurance company
the
pays.
Who do you think pays the insurance company? He didn't have insurance.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com, or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988. 9988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything just dial. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that over 35% of IT administrators admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Okay, so let me see if I can recap this, and we're going to break down after we finish this one little scenario, and we're going to go to a call. But I know you've got more. You've got the roads and other cop stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
But you were trying to...
Well, the thing is often you'll espouse these views of a lawless society that's going to operate perfectly.
No, not lawless. I like the idea of private law.
Whatever.
Government laws, no government coercion.
Governmentless, evil bureaucratless society where everyone functions at highly optimum states of the market. And you don't get – I can't call you on it because these conversations take a long time.
Right. So your first one was, what about an accident where somebody accidentally burns down somebody's house and you said that somebody in that scenario didn't have insurance? Was it the homeowner that didn't have the insurance?
Well, in a free society, it doesn't really matter who doesn't have insurance. But let's say that the guy doing it, the perpetrator, does not have insurance.
Okay, well, the homeowner has insurance.
Fine.
Then he's good. He's good to go, right? You've got insurance.
The insurance company is not.
The insurance company is not what?
The insurance company is not good to go.
Oh, the insurance company's out some money. That's true. But that's what the insurance game is all about.
Money. Right. They've got a guy who's on the hook for some money. He's liable. In today's society, are you not liable? For instance, a guy hit me in the rear end one time. He had no insurance.
Yeah.
He was liable to the insurance company for that, for the costs of repairing the car. And
I can see how that would be the case, Mark. I can absolutely see that. I don't know what exactly the marketplace and various different arbitrators would end up deciding. I can't predict what the marketplace would decide is appropriate there. You're suggesting that person should be liable. I don't know if I necessarily agree. If somebody makes a mistake that results in destruction, that's the purpose of having insurance. One of the purposes of having insurance is to protect you from accidents that inevitably do happen. So the person that owns the home in that case would be taken care of, and the insurance company knows that when it gets into the insurance business, it's going to have to pay out on some accidents when stuff goes wrong. That's the purpose of – that's what the whole part of insurance is. You collect money from people.
You're incentivizing people not to have insurance for mistakes that they make. No one's going to offer insurance in your world.
What?
Look, man, if I don't – I'm sure
that – What
are
you talking about? Houses don't burn down every day, so if you're paying for fire insurance, then the insurance company is raking it in from 99.99% of the houses every single month. If one house goes up in flames, they can easily cover those costs. That's what insurance is all about. You take in more than you send out.
Let's go with the scenario of the cars. Do you want people incentivized not to cover their the people they hit with insurance?
Do I want people incentivized
not to cover? Okay, the guy had no freaking insurance, Ian. He hit my car.
So you have insurance, don't you?
I'm covered.
You are covered when it comes to uninsured drivers, right?
Correct.
So you're okay.
Excellent.
Right.
Now, because I'm okay and the guy who hit me is okay, he doesn't have to do anything because it's a mistake, man. I've decided I don't want to pay for insurance that covers me hitting someone else. I only have insurance that covers me and uninsured drivers. And everyone else decides, why am I paying for this? Then insurance companies stop insuring people.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know if that's even realistic.
Know if that's realistic, Ian? I mean, you don't. Come on, you've got a real good grasp of economics. You understand that this scenario cannot work. That the whole system has just crashed. Anarchy. Kabang,
well, the
crash.
Insurance companies may require you, if you're going to purchase insurance from uninsured drivers, they may require that you purchase insurance in other areas in order to do business. Do you want to protect yourself? Do you want to protect your assets? Of course you do. So you're going to buy the insurance.
So then some other other insurance companies. Let's see.
Why don't you think about it? Let's go to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Gentlemen.
What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Speaking of economics and crashes, Did you see the Union Leader article where they're reporting on the Forbes magazine article about recession-proof communities?
No.
I did hear something about this. Do tell.
I don't have the I saw it in the paper, and I left it at work, so I don't have it in front of me. But basically, it was the Forbes magazine reporting on places that are least vulnerable to recession based on local economy, education, diverse economic structure. Of course, they all have something big like either a college or a government or something like that. Also, to keep, you know, something that is not going to falter, that will keep other things going. But the interesting thing is New Hampshire, again, makes it to the top of some of these lists.
Okay.
And I don't remember the places. I mean, I don't remember the positions in the top 10.
Yeah.
But if I'm not mistaken, Lebanon, New Hampshire was up number one or two or something like that.
Now, wait, is this out of the whole country or just out of New Hampshire? I'm sorry.
Out of the whole country.
Wow.
Now, the fun part of this all, by the way, is this is great news for people. You know, everybody that's thinking of coming to New Hampshire, they're always concerned about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
As anybody would, you know, be naturally. The fun part is for market-based activists and political-type activists, further down the list, I think somewhere around number three, is a little town or city called Keene, New Hampshire.
Hmm, that's pretty amazing.
And so that's great for market-based activists who might be thinking they want an economy that's you know, looking like it's going to be a little bit safer to go to.
Well,
and then there's another little place.
The thing about Keene's economy is I haven't seen it. Honestly, people are talking about how bad things are. It doesn't seem that way here.
Well, this Forbes magazine is saying it's recession-proof or at least least vulnerable. And then for the political types that like to come and hang around, guess what? There's a good place for them, too, and it's kind of it's right nice for their location. A place called Concord.
How about that?
Can you imagine?
And I can't really. I'm shocked at this. I really am shocked because Keene's property taxes are so incredibly extreme. It's hard to believe that that all the other factors could really be so so great. But hey, I'll take the expert's word.
I just thought that, you know, New Hampshire just keeps coming to the top of the list time and time again. Whether it's where to raise a child that's best for that, or I don't know, all these.
It's one of the healthiest states. It's certainly one of the. It's probably the freest. It, some might argue Alaska, but it's definitely up there. And the economy's the best in the Northeast. There's so much good to say about New Hampshire. And you know, John, it's only going to keep getting better. I mean, as more free staters move in, as more New Hampshire liberty activists get activated, and people get active and start doing things, both as you say inside the system as well as in the marketplace, we're going to just see those numbers keep getting better. We're going to see more New Hampshire towns and cities popping up on these lists, and it's just going to keep getting better because this is where all the best activists are coming to. I'm glad you pointed that out.
We're just warming up.
Exactly. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I know Mark's just warming up on his scenarios, which, of course, are, I don't know, pretty ludicrous.
They are not ludicrous.
Yeah.
There's nothing ludicrous about what I'm
talking
about.
The idea that insurance companies are going to go out of business in the free market. More
the
on the way.
It's not a free market.
You take control. I thought we were talking about a free market situation. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip! The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information package, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Are you tired of searching for Great Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And those features, by the way, include the archives. If you missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, going back for an entire year. All for free for you at freetalklive.com. And want to invite you to join us at the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum. We have been in attendance at the last two of two. This will be the third. It will be the 2009 Liberty Forum happening in March. And it's early March. I think it's like the first weekend in March. It's going to be happening in beautiful Nashua, New Hampshire at the, I think it was called the Crown Plaza Hotel. It's going to be there again. We had such a palatial studio last time. I'm hoping we'll have that again. I believe that we will. Free Talk Live broadcasting live for the entire Liberty Forum. You'll hear us there. I believe it's three nights, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. If I'm not mistaken, I don't think it was three nights last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to be there, and we're going to be broadcasting live
3 days.
But we are not the highlight of the Liberty Forum. We are just a sidelight at best. The highlight, of course, is getting to meet hundreds of people that are like you, that believe in liberty and are into freedom. And you don't have to start at the beginning with your conversations with these people. You can have some really productive brainstorming kind of conversations and wonderful social opportunities, networking. Plus, you get to meet some liberty-oriented luminaries like John Taylor Gatto, Richard Heller. Heller from the much famous or infamous D.C. versus Heller gun ban case from earlier this year. Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty, Anthony Gregory from LouRockwell.com, even David Berglund will be there, former Libertarian Party presidential candidate and author. So there's going to be a lot more speakers to be announced, and there's a lot more fun that's going to be coming up here that we'll be able to tell you about. We'll, of course, end up telling you about some of the events that are going to be going on. I hear a rumor that we're going to be able to host one of those panels, Mark. I'm kind of excited about that. That should be fun.
I'm going to grill them.
So looking forward to it. You want to get in on this? Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and get signed up. Get all the details there and use this discount code to save yourself 10%. 2009 FTL. That's 2009 FTL. Again, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we continue the discussion here, Mark, you are trying to fearmonger about the free marketplace, and you're coming up with scenarios about how you believe that the insurance companies are just going to go out of business, and you know the fact is
you're setting up scenarios where insurance companies wouldn't want to be in business.
Look, I'm not the one running the insurance companies, and I can't tell you how exactly things are going to end up playing out.
Understood.
Because there are factors that you aren't taking into consideration. One of the main factors, you were talking about auto insurance earlier. You're not taking into consideration the fact that auto insurance is incredibly expensive today because of government regulations. Also, how do we know how the road ownership situation will factor into all of this? That's a completely new variable that we can't even barely begin to scratch the surface of how exactly it'll all play out. If the roads aren't owned by governments and are instead owned by private groups or individuals or businesses or whatever, how will that play out? What will they require as far as insurance coverage for people that are utilizing their roads or not? So all of these things are questions that remain to be answered because we haven't come to those bridges yet. So with that in mind, we continue.
Well, at that point, road ownership, you're essentially talking about government anyway. If the road owners take one sort of speed pass kind of situation to be able to get on and pay their tolls, and you're essentially turning over governing of the roads to speed pass or the road owners. So I mean, you're trading one government organization for another. However, and it's a government organization you have less control over. I mean, if you've got to take a route to work, you've got to take that route to work. If the road owner of Route 12 or whatever here in New Hampshire, somebody who lives down that road, they don't have a choice. They've got to take that road. So they have to deal with that governing body. You're not really giving people a choice in the marketplace by eliminating government, as you say. However, you don't foresee people becoming indebted to other people?
In regards to what?
In a free market.
For what?
Well,
you could be in debt to me for things. I could be in debt to you for things. We have the freedom to contract, and so that implies the idea that you could go into debt for something. Sure.
So instead of some accidental scenario, which I think likely insurance companies are never going to give up going after somebody negligent
or at fault. As I said, it all depends on what the arbitrators end up deciding.
But
whatever the experts say, I'm no expert. How do I know?
And to me, by having a scenario where insurance companies can go after people who are at fault, you're going to create an entire subclass of people who are chased around for money, are going to have poor reputation ratings. Are going to, they're going to live in the periphery of society. People are going to,
Why is that?
Why is that?
Yeah.
Because they have poor reputation ratings. Because
you don't believe there will be ways for people with poor reputation to fix their reputation? Don't you think that would be in demand, Mark? If you have poor reputation and that's affecting your lifestyle and affecting the things you want to do in life, don't you think you'd want to go sort of like how people try to fix their credit ratings today? People would want to fix their reputation ratings. And it wouldn't be hard to fix your reputation rating. You just have to start doing things right, showing up to work on time and paying your bills on time and stuff like that.
I might not want to hire people with poor reputation ratings to work for me.
Some people do. Some people are willing to hire people right out of prisons. And, you know certainly well, Mark, that the guys getting out of prison have a tough time finding jobs. But there are people out there that are willing to give them those chances to make good for themselves. So
there are people out there. I haven't met too many of them.
You ruin your reputation. It's not going to be an easy road getting back. So most people aren't going to want to ruin their reputations. They'll be raised by their parents to understand that, look, Johnny, you want to make sure you protect your reputation.
Do you like the idea of walking around in the world with your reputation quite possibly? Your reputation could be ruined by an accident and, a swoop.
I don't see why an accident would ruin someone's reputation. It was an accident.
They can't pay.
I understand where you're coming from on that, Mark. I can't say exactly what arbitrators would decide in regards to various different accidents. I'm sure they would consider each one based on the various different merits of the situation and decide as is necessary and decide what the marketplace would bear.
You know, to me, it's fair that somebody pays for something they break.
I agree with you.
Okay.
Generally.
As an arbitrator, I'm probably going to say, look, you broke this crap. You're responsible for paying for it.
I see where you're coming
from.
You
broke the house.
So maybe we'll have accident insurance.
You drove your boat into a bridge pylon and knocked it down and killed 15 people.
Maybe we'll have accidental insurance or something like that. Who knows what sort
of interesting
things
will come up. What if they can't afford the insurance? What if they let it lapse?
Why would it be so hard to afford these insurances, Mark? You're talking about an area where government is no longer regulating the industry. There would be an unlimited amount of competition. No, I didn't say that. There'd be an unlimited amount of competition. And considering that accidents don't happen that often, again, we're talking about the way insurance works. Insurance makes money on volume of people not getting into trouble and not having problems, and when the occasional problem comes up, that's what they're there for. I don't really understand why you think that costs will be so high.
I'm not saying they're so high. No matter what the costs are, Ian, somebody can't afford it. Somebody's, you know, living pay. People are going to still, there's going to be a good contingent of people out there that still live paycheck to paycheck. They're going to work less.
That's their problem.
Right.
And we have those people here today, so what's your point?
Those people can't afford insurance sometimes.
Okay.
Now they have the opportunity to file bankruptcy and get out of the problems. Creditors won't chase after them because we don't have debtors' prisons. I'll bet you in a free market world, you'll have debtors' prisons.
Good, we should.
See, now you're creating. Now what if I decide I don't want to go to one of your debtors' prisons?
Don't get into a contract where you'd have to go into a debtor's prison.
Oh, now it has to be a contract? It couldn't be, you don't have implied contracts where you blow up my effing house and you have to pay for it?
I don't know, Mark. I'm not sure how that would play out. I don't know exactly how the marketplace would work
situations. I've heard that. I've heard those platitudes before.
I don't know why you expect me to be this all in, encompassing compendium of knowledge on these things.
Well, what I'm telling you is that in a free market, I don't you need police. You need to be able to enforce laws because you can't do it without force.
Uh-huh. And what are you getting at exactly? I mean, if you're in a contract with somebody, then you can have whatever sort of enforcement provisions you want in those. As far as your debtor's prisons, maybe you would have to actually be in a contract in order to go to a debtor's prison. I don't know.
People don't like people don't like the idea of debtor's prisons.
Then don't sign a contract where the debtor's prison is the punishment.
I feel like you're responsible. Somebody comes destroys my property is just as responsible as somebody who kind of signed a contract with me.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's what I'm not sure about, Mark. I don't know if you should be responsible for an accident that you didn't intend. I'd love to hear somebody else's thoughts on this. 800-259-9231. I know Julia's sitting here, so we'll see what she thinks here in a few moments. 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. Privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase, whatever it is you buy, even if it's used. 41 categories in which to shop, lots of choices, the brand names you trust, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. Get your shopping done and feel good, because a percentage goes to us if you go to Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we're going to jump into the phone calls, but first we were talking about the idea of, just a recap, talking about the idea of, well, what will happen in a free market situation where accidents will occur, should the people that, I think one of the big disagreement points here, Mark, so far has been, what if somebody has an accident that results in some damage, whether it be on the road or to somebody's home or, you know, another person or whatever.
We mentioned boats and bridges, too.
What if somebody has an accident that results in some damage? Should they be liable for that? And I don't really know about that. I think that certainly we could see some sort of accidental insurance pop up that could handle a lot of those situations. But you say, well, what about
in a free market world, some people will have insurance and some people won't.
What? Yeah. And what about the people that, well, that's the world we live in today. Some people have insurance, some people don't. I didn't have insurance on my house down in Florida for the last few months that I owned it. It could have burned down and I'd have been screwed.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's a situation where you are risking yourself.
I understand that. So there could be other insurance factors that could factor in where, different property owners could have insurance, and that could cover different types of accidents that could possibly happen. But I'm wondering, Julia, how do you feel about the idea that somebody should somebody be responsible if they have an accident? If they accidentally burn your house down, should they be responsible? You know, let's say they knocked over a candle or something like that. They should be responsible?
Yes.
For paying that?
Yes.
To the insurance company?
Yes.
Okay. We continue here. Go to Rob in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Rob.
Great.
Yeah, well, I did want to kind of echo in on this a little bit. As far as one of Mark's earlier objections was, like, if someone were kind of living on the periphery of society as a result of owing a bunch of people money and kind of living as an outcast, how would they obtain work having a bad reputation? And that's actually one of the easier things to get past. The reason why inmates and people like that have such a difficult time obtaining work is largely because of government. If there were no such thing as a minimum wage, inmates and everybody else could get jobs. They just have to take a much steeper discount in terms of the rate they can charge.
Mm, good point.
And, you know, you can't pay somebody $2 an hour to see how they're going to do now, or $1 an hour, or whatever it's going to be. But in a free market, you absolutely would. You would pay them whatever you felt was worth the risk, and then based upon how they panned out, that you might pay them a little bit more to keep them, or they might be able to shop their skills around, showing, hey, I've worked here for 6 months, I've done well, have stayed out of trouble. You know, can you give me a job at a little better rate? You know, so there'll be opportunities for that sort of thing. So nobody's going to get left out who actually wants to do better.
That's how I feel. I feel like there will absolutely be plenty of paths for those people that want to repair their reputation.
I think that people will be on the run from creditors that want to throw them into debtors' prisons. And I think that that's going to be the issue.
A debtors' prison doesn't make any sort of real economic sense. Debtors' prisons pretty much exist where you have a state who's paying for debtors' prison.
It would make sense if you could if that was the sort of the alternative to paying your debt. It would make sense if you the inmate, first you pay your living expenses at the prison, and then your overages or whatever go to the person you owe, or the debtor's prison essentially writes a check to the person you owe, and then
you owe them.
You owe the debtor's prison, and you pay them off by working.
But you had actually originally suggested, I think, a long time ago, Mark, the idea about debtor's prisons could be used for somebody that didn't have a good reputation going into a bank, for instance, trying to get a loan.
Mm-hmm.
The bank doesn't want a loan to this guy because he's just a loser. But he says, look, I'm changing my ways. I'm willing to put my freedom on the line, and I'm willing to go to prison if I default on this loan. That might be enough to persuade
those people. What if he changes his mind afterwards? He signed the contract for 5 years. He paid it off for four. His wife died. His kids got killed in an auto accident. Suddenly he's in a deep depression. He doesn't feel like going to work anymore. Whammo. I mean, don't act like this
that's
is not
the,
a ludicrous
hey, man.
Scenario.
You signed the contract.
Yep, that's how you
I
feel.
Mean, I don't necessarily believe that it necessarily has to be a sort of now you're enslaved situation. One of the things where some friends and I were talking about this this sort of scenario where, you know, people's ability to pay and, you know, what if you can't pay and that sort of thing. And my own personal opinion is that human institutions are designed to serve humans. So
which
I think that I think that one of the things that you might see come out of a real free market is reputations, at least part of the rating would be based upon the best effort that a person can come up with. If you do $100,000 of damage and you work your behind off and you're able to pay $75,000 of it, and there's just nothing else that you can pay, whereas someone else who's a multimillionaire, extremely rich, does $100,000 of damage, and they only pay, say, $75,000, they just say, screw off. That sort of person who has the ability yet does not, I believe, would suffer more in the reputation range than someone who did everything they could possibly do.
Right, and I think there also would be situations in which people who cause accidents, like let's say a customer at a business, for instance, the business doesn't want to be seen as, you know, somebody that's going to cannibalize the freedom of their or the wealth of their customer just because the customer made a mistake that might have resulted in some damage on the business's property. They would just take the insurance company's payments and say, hey, we're okay, everything's fine, we have insurance.
From a business standpoint, that may very well be true, but from a personal standpoint, you're talking about something else entirely.
There is no distinction. You are a business.
Okay.
So
From a business with a storefront that has to worry about a public relations, situation where a news media could get out there and trumpet.
But the insurance companies are businesses, and what we were talking about earlier is houses being burned down. If that house gets burned down, the insurance company pays the homeowner. The homeowner's out of the picture. Then you've got the insurance company and how they choose to deal with the person who created the accident.
They try to decrease their liability, and one of the ways they do that is by going and collecting from people at fault. That's what insurance companies do.
That is correct.
Before we're getting ready to go into the break, and I want to talk about the road situation real quick.
Well, I'd like Rob to have a chance to respond as he was intending to. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I sell my labor to my employer as it stands. Do you think they would want to have people saying, you know, your employee is really being a jerk about this? They're going to end up suffering the same sorts of things. That reputation thing does trickle down. If you're going to be a jerk, believe you me, the people who you're selling your services to now are going to gradually start not wanting to deal with you. So everyone will end up losing out if you engage in antisocial.
Your employer's likely going to believe your story over theirs and how it went down and all that stuff. Their story is, oh, he's holding me responsible for setting his house on fire. You say, hey, man, this guy came on my property and he, he knocked over the propane stove and blew my damn house up. Of course I'm holding him responsible. I got no place to live. You've got these, he said, she said, when it comes in a great deal in human interactions with, reputation.
Oh, I mean, there's no question about that, but it's not just two people who are doing the he said, she said. So, I mean, you do have to take into account that not only, first of all, my own insurance in all likelihood will go after whoever it is that burned down my house, and they're going to have to deal with that public relations nightmare of, okay, we've gotten all the blood out of the stone. What further are we going to do? I mean, insurance companies have to write that into the premiums that they charge.
Right. They absolutely will. And insurance companies will be, probably in a lot of ways, especially in a world where there's no bankruptcy, there's no way to get out of there's a debtor prison that people can be thrown into, that kind of thing. You'll have a situation where insurance companies turn into sort of buy here, pay here lot kind of collectors, the repo men. They're going to get their money.
Yeah, that very well may be. I mean, I definitely could not eliminate that as a possibility. I mean, but I don't see how that's going to be any worse than what we got.
I'll tell you how it is. It's going to be the rich guys taking forcibly, at some point, the rich guys forcibly taking all the money away from the rest of us.
Wait, isn't that what we have today, Mark?
No.
With the Federal Reserve taking the money from all the
middle class ever.
Don't we have the Federal Reserve taking money and houses away from all the rest of us? Yeah, I think we do.
We do have that, but they're not taking it all.
Yeah, but what you're talking about is a scary scenario which would involve consent. And
you're talking about free market Jesus, which solves everything. I don't know what he's going to do, but the free market Jesus,
whatever, Mark,
he's going to save us.
You're the one advocate. Thanks, Rob, for the call. You're the one advocating coercion, and that is never a way to solve problems. 800-259-9231. No, it doesn't work. We've seen evidence over all the years that it doesn't work. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. Each Chapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to echapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription. And when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Listener.